Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The 9 Points of Potential by Ingrid Stabb positions the Enneagram as a practical workplace tool rather than a purely personal growth framework. Built around the idea that each Enneagram type carries distinct motivations, blind spots, and strengths, the book aims to help readers translate self-awareness into better leadership, clearer communication, and stronger collaboration. It introduces a test-based entry point to identify your likely type and then connects that result to day-to-day professional challenges, such as managing conflict, giving feedback, handling stress, and making decisions. Instead of treating personality as a label, the book frames type as a map for development, showing how to use your default patterns intentionally and how to adapt when other styles are needed. For teams, it emphasizes learning the logic behind different behaviors so coworkers can reduce friction and build trust faster. Readers can expect a structured, applied guide that links insight to action in meetings, projects, and leadership moments. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, discovering your Enneagram type and what it reveals at work. A central focus of the book is using an Enneagram test as a starting point for understanding how you operate in professional settings. Rather than stopping at a type label, the approach emphasizes what drives you, the underlying motivations that shape how you communicate, solve problems, respond to pressure, and seek recognition or security. In a workplace context, these drivers can explain why two competent people interpret the same situation differently or prioritize conflicting outcomes. The book connects type discovery to practical questions, such as what environments energize you, what tasks drain you, and what triggers defensive behavior. It also encourages readers to validate results through reflection and observation, since meaningful self-knowledge typically comes from patterns over time. By linking type to strengths and limitations, the test becomes a diagnostic tool. It highlights not only where you tend to excel, but also where you may overuse a strength until it turns into a liability. This topic sets the foundation for using the Enneagram as a development framework for performance, relationships, and decision-making on the job. Secondly, turning self-awareness into leadership strengths. The book frames leadership as something that can be strengthened when you understand your default style and expand your range. Different Enneagram types often lead with different instincts, such as prioritizing results, harmony, precision, innovation, or people development. The value of type awareness is that it clarifies what you naturally do well and where your leadership can become predictable. For example, a leader might be excellent at driving execution, but struggle to slow down for buy-in, or be great at supporting others, yet avoid necessary confrontation. The text emphasizes mastering leadership by choosing behaviors intentionally instead of reacting automatically. That includes learning how you handle authority, how you delegate, and what you tend to overlook when stressed. This topic also highlights the idea of development paths. Leadership growth is not about becoming a different person, but about balancing your strengths so they stay effective across contexts. In practical terms, readers are guided to align their leadership approach with team needs, situational demands, and organizational goals, while managing common derailers such as control, overwork, conflict avoidance, or perfectionism. Thirdly, communication styles and reducing everyday misunderstandings. Communication breakdowns often happen because people speak from different assumptions about what matters most, such as efficiency, accuracy, loyalty, independence, or recognition. The book uses the Enneagram to explain these differences in a non-judgmental way, helping readers interpret not just what others say, but why they say it that way. Understanding type-related preferences can improve how you frame requests, give updates, ask for help, and deliver difficult messages. It also supports more effective listening. You learn what signals indicate concern, hesitation, or resistance for different personalities, which can prevent small issues from escalating. A key element in this topic is translating across styles. Instead of expecting others to communicate like you do, you adapt your message so it lands. That might mean providing more context, being more direct, offering options, or acknowledging feelings and impact. The Enneagram also offers a way to anticipate friction points, such as when someone values rapid decisions while another needs time to process. By adjusting tone, timing, and detail level, readers can create clearer agreements and reduce the emotional charge that often accompanies workplace confusion. Fourthly, collaboration, conflict, and building resilient teams. Collaboration improves when teams recognize that different approaches can be complementary rather than incompatible. The book emphasizes how Enneagram awareness can turn personality diversity into an asset by clarifying what each type tends to contribute, such as organizing processes, spotting risks, motivating action, or stabilizing relationships. At the same time, it addresses why conflict emerges. When people feel unheard, disrespected, constrained, or unsafe, they often default to defensive patterns. Type Insight helps teams spot those patterns early and respond with empathy and structure instead of blame. This topic also covers practical collaboration dynamics like role clarity, meeting participation, decision-making, and feedback loops. Readers learn to anticipate where misunderstandings happen, such as different standards of quality, different paces, or different tolerances for ambiguity. The book encourages using shared language to discuss tensions without personal attacks, making it easier to negotiate expectations and recover from setbacks. It also highlights psychological safety as a condition for collaboration, showing how leaders and peers can create environments where differing views are welcomed. The result is a more resilient team culture, with fewer recurring conflicts and more productive problem solving. Lastly, growth under stress, avoiding derailers and expanding your range. Workplace stress is often where personality patterns become most visible. The book treats stress responses as predictable signals, not character flaws, and uses them to guide improvement. Each type can have habitual reactions under pressure, such as becoming overly controlling, disengaging, overanalyzing, people-pleasing, or pushing harder at the expense of relationships. Recognizing these tendencies early helps you interrupt them before they damage trust, performance, or well-being. This topic focuses on building practical self-regulation, including noticing triggers, naming the need underneath the reaction, and choosing a response that serves the situation. It also emphasizes expanding your behavioral range, meaning you develop skills that do not come naturally but are necessary for leadership and collaboration, such as setting boundaries, making clear asks, tolerating disagreement, or prioritizing rest. Growth is framed as incremental and situational. You do not have to change your core strengths, but you do need options when your defaults stop working. By treating development as a set of learnable practices, the book positions the Enneagram as a tool for sustainable performance and healthier professional relationships. In conclusion, this book is best suited for professionals who want a structured self-assessment tool that translates directly into workplace behavior, including managers, team leads, HR partners, coaches, and individual contributors navigating complex collaboration. Readers who have tried personality frameworks before will appreciate that the Enneagram focuses on motivation and stress patterns, which often explains conflict more effectively than surface traits alone. The benefit to everyday life comes from improved self-management. When you understand what drives your reactions, you can communicate more clearly, set better boundaries, and recover faster from pressure. That translates into stronger relationships, more credible leadership, and fewer misunderstandings that drain energy at work. Compared with many similar books that remain theoretical or overly spiritual, this one positions the Enneagram as a practical development map for meetings, feedback, conflict, and team norms. It also encourages using type as a flexible guide rather than a box, helping readers avoid misusing labels. If you are aiming to lead with more intention, collaborate with less friction, and build habits that hold up under stress, this book offers a workplace-focused path worth adding to your professional toolkit. If you would like to support Ingrid Stab, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.